One evening, we went to the circus. It was cold. There was hardly anyone there, but the little harlequin exerted himself greatly to cheer those few people. He executed precarious leaps. He caught hold of the horses' tails. He walked with his legs in the air, all alone. He sang, always with a smile constantly on his handsome little brown face.And his father, who had on a red vest and white trousers, with tall boots and a whip in his hand, watched him. But it was melancholy. My father took pity on him and spoke of him on the following day to Delis the painter, who came to see us. These poor people were killing themselves with hard work, and their affairs were going so badly. The little boy pleased him so much. What could be done for them? The painter had an idea.
Write a fine article for the Gazette, he said.
You know how to write well. Relate the miraculous things which the little harlequin does, and I will take his portrait for you. Everybody reads the Gazette, and people will flock thither for once.